Hello, and welcome to the Comics in the Golden Age podcast. This is your host, Mike Lane, and I am very, very happy to have a very special guest with me tonight, author Megan Margulies. She has a new book coming out, which I'm sure you'll be as happy about as I am. She is the granddaughter of creator Joe Simon. Yes, that Joe Simon, writer, artist, editor, most known to the world for being the co-creator of Captain America with artist Jack Kirby. Although I should mention that Joe did come up with the initial idea of Captain America, which did include designing the initial costume. So I want to give him that due. And she has a really fascinating sounding new book coming out. It is entitled My Captain America, A Granddaughter's Memoir of a Legendary Comic Book Artist. So thank you very much, Ms. Margulies, for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
I did want to mention, now obviously the title is kind of self-explanatory, but I wanted to give you an opportunity if you wanted to kind of give your own summary description for people of what the book is about.
Sure. Well, I think the obvious theme of my relationship growing up with my grandfather is pretty evident from the title. I grew up in New York City, and he lived 40 blocks south of me. And I spent a lot of time at his apartment as a child. And when I became a teenager and frustrated with all those teenage frustrations, I ran to him quite a bit. And his home was really my sanctuary. So there's that. So the book is, the main thread of it is about our relationship and what he means to me and what he still means to me. Even after he's passed. But it's also a coming-of-age memoir about growing up in New York and later in life finding myself in the suburbs and living in a house and not an apartment, which was a little bit of an adjustment for me. And, the beginning really focuses on what it was like to grow up with him and see him in the comics world. And later, after he died, you know, I just talk about how I try and keep him present in my life. He's everywhere, and every time I see a t-shirt with the shield on it, you know, it's sort of like a sighting for me, and I'm very lucky to have that.
One of the things I'm really looking forward to about your book is I've read a lot of biographies over the last few years of different comic creators. And while I've really enjoyed them and some of them have been great, because many of them are written after the person is passed by people who don't know them, You do kind of miss out on the person as a person, you know, what their personality is like, what their family experience is. So yours is going to be kind of refreshing because that's really what it is about.
Yeah, I'm hoping that people can enjoy that. You know, I had a lot of home videos that I could rewatch and sort of bring him to life again. But yeah, I mean, I spent so much time with him. He was hard to forget, and I think anyone who met him in person would agree that he was just sort of a larger-than-life personality and very funny.
It sounds like you had a pretty close relationship. So he was around a lot as a grandfather, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, we lived very close, and, you know, my mom dropped me off there a lot. He was a fun grandfather. You know, he liked to play and he liked to, you know, we would use his video camera and make movies. And it was like being with another kid a lot of the time.
So he was kind of a playful guy. Is that accurate?
Very, very playful, very imaginative, obviously. I mean, look at his work. But yeah, I mean, that translated into his real life where, you know, he was always making up stories and joking. And
now, obviously, we're here because his comic book history. But he did other things in his life. He worked in advertising. I know he started out as a newspaper artist, if I remember right. I think he even did editorial cartoons. From your perspective, what did you get a sense of what he was most proud of about his career? Was it the comic books? Was it something else?
Oh, the comic books, 100%. I mean, I saw a lot of his advertising work. He liked to take family members and make them model for a lot of it. So, and he would have fun with it. Like, we would get nose jobs and, you know, he would be in one and put hair on his head when he was already balding, and, you know, he had a lot of fun with it. But the comic books, by far, were his true love. I mean, he was, until the day he died, trying to think up new characters and recreating covers, and it was, yeah, that was who he was.
Now, at what point did you, as a kid growing up, did you understand what he had accomplished, not, you know, whether it's as a comic creator or just through creating Captain America? When did you start to get a sense of his legacy and what he did for people?
I think from a pretty early age. I mean, we had Grandparents Day in grade school, and everyone would bring in their grandparents and they'd talk about what they did for a living, and, you know, and I sort of won that day. You know, I brought in my cartoonist grandfather, and I went to some conventions with him as a kid, and, you know, I talk about this in the book where he let me set up, I think it was Ithaca, New York, and he let me set up a little place next to him where he was signing autographs, and I put up a little sign that said, Megan, granddaughter of Joe Simon, and I would sign autographs. Yeah, I had like pigtails, and yeah, so I knew early on he was pretty special.
One thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, your grandfather's Jewish heritage, and the reason I do is the comic industry in America was basically built, you know, in the 30s and 40s in New York, and the majority of creators were Jewish as well, and I think it's a big part of not only the history, but it shaped how it began, particularly within the setting of World War II a few years later.
Yeah. Had
a big impact. So I was wondering, was he a religious man?
His parents were very religious, and I think it scared him off a little bit. They were very, very strict. So he wasn't religious, no, but he was very, very proud of being Jewish. Sir, I said that I was dating a guy. He always asked if they were Jewish. That was always his first question. So it was very important to him. But in terms of celebrating the holidays, and no, he by no means kept kosher. He loved lobster and shrimp. But it was very important to him. And like you said, he created Captain America before the United States had even entered the war. And that cover, I mean, everybody knows that first cover. So.
Yeah, sometimes there's been, in recent years, unfortunately online, I've seen some people complaining about comics becoming too political or such. But then I think back about two Jewish creators in New York a year before the U.S. entered the war, when a president had campaigned on keeping us out of the war, and there was still a very significant majority of the country who, in polling, showed they didn't want to go in the war, who decided to create a character with a costume built like an American flag, punching Hitler on the cover. It's hard to imagine two creators making more of a statement of where they stand than doing that.
Right, and that was their voice. And I think I remember Art Spiegelman had an op-ed about that a few years back. I think it was after Trump was elected. And I think Marvel had said they didn't want it becoming too political, and he seemed to be very upset about that because, I mean, that's really how comics were born, you know?
Yeah. And you mentioned his parents earlier. Another part I mentioned is Jewish heritage and how similar that is to the creators, but being in New York in the 30s and 40s and growing up, something else he shared with a lot of them was that his parents were immigrants to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where were they from again?
His mother was, I believe, from Russia. And his father had actually come from England.
Now, how much of did he talk, or how important to him do you think it was? And you mentioned him kind of taking pride in being Jewish. How much of an impact do you think his parents being an immigrant had on him, both personally and as a creator?
I mean, I think it definitely impacted his work ethic. But I think back to him growing up, and just he knew since he was a child that he wanted to be an artist. And, you know, I think back to that now, and I think that must have been really brave for him to stick with that, unsure of if it would be a lucrative career in any way. Because even now, if a kid tells their parents, I want to be an artist, they kind of probably go barf somewhere because they're terrified about that, you know? I know my parents were a little scared when I said, oh, I want to be a writer. And they said, what about computers? And I think if you love something so much, you know, I think it was just who he was and he couldn't do anything else. But he worked hard at it and he made it happen.
Did he ever mention if his parents, how supportive they were versus being nervous? Was there ever discouraging him or were they pretty encouraging the whole time?
I don't remember hearing anything about them being discouraging. I'm not sure. You know, he writes about in his memoir how he remembers seeing his parents entering a contest, a writing contest. And I think that sort of inspired him a little bit, to see them work so hard at something creative. So I can't imagine that they were, I mean, he was making a living off of it, so I don't think they were too discouraged.
Now, if I remember correctly, he passed away in 2011.
Yep.
Which was, I believe, after the Captain America films had started. How aware was he of his creation becoming a pop culture phenomenon, and how did he feel about that?
He was so excited. I think it was in June that the first movie came out, and the grandkids flew to L.A. to go to the premiere, and he was 97 at the time, so he couldn't fly to L.A., but they let him go to a screening in New York, so he did get to see the movie. And he was just blown away. He was just so excited about it. And, I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, he created this character, you know, when the movie came out, over 70 years ago, 75 years. And it must have been amazing for him. And I'm so happy he got to see the first one.
Well, on a personal note, just to kind of sidestep, I have to say that Captain America has always been one of my top three favorite superheroes in comics. You know, I like all sorts of comics, but obviously that includes superhero. But I do think that of all the superheroes who had films over the years, I think Captain America has gotten the best trilogy of films, the most consistently. So as a character who's had three films, for stay as consistently good as they are, not to mention appearing in a whole other series of films as well that has been very good. So I'm very happy that he got to have at least a preview or a taste of what was to come, and he got to enjoy that before he passed on. So I'm really happy to hear he got to know about it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just so people know, when does the book get released?
It is released August 4th, Tuesday.
Oh, so that?
I can't believe.
That's wonderful. Congratulations. That'll be a day after this post, so that'll be perfect timing.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so everyone should go out and buy it. And, you know, I always say, you know, the book is being shared a lot amongst the comic book community. And, you know, I always say, even if you're not into comic books, you know, you can still enjoy the book. You know, there's just a very universal theme of love and loss and finding your place in the world. And I think it's something that everyone can appreciate. But comic book fans, I think, will especially enjoy, especially if they appreciate Joe Simon and all that he did, which I'm so grateful for. And I'm grateful to people like you who actually like work to spread the word and keep his memory alive. It means so much.
No, I'm very much looking forward to it. Like I mentioned, I'm most looking forward to being a different approach, a more personal approach, to being able to actually get a feel for him as a human being and a family man and a grandfather and such. So I'm excited to read it. I'd encourage anyone listening to go pick it up. I know I'm going to get it right away. And I should note, just as a side note, earlier you had posted on Twitter a photo, I'm assuming, of your daughter.
Yeah.
Wearing a Captain America costume, which I have to say was one of the cutest photos I've ever seen. And, you know, I got a little choked up because the idea of Joe Simon's great-grandchild all these years later, you know, being able to pick up a Captain America mask at the toy store and wear, it just kind of warmed my heart a little. So I was thrilled to see you post that. Thank you.
Yeah,
I mean, that is just why I consider myself so lucky. I mean, this was a man that I loved deeply, and, you know, he didn't get to meet my children, but I have these amazing ways of keeping him around for them, and they know about him. We talk about him all the time, and my daughter said she wanted to be Daddy Joe for Halloween because that's what she calls Captain America now.
You know, I'm not going to ask you anything else about the book because I don't want to spoil things. I want people to get the book, and I want to read them to read it for themselves. But again, everyone, please pick up the book, and I want to take a moment to thank you very much for taking the time out to talk to me about it and helping me spread the word on it. And I'll definitely be promoting it myself, not just here, but on social media. So thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that was a lot of fun. I am so happy to have Miss Margulies join me. It was a real honor to talk to her, and I'm so happy to have her here, and I'm very much looking forward to her book. I hope you guys are as well, and I hope you enjoy it, and I look forward to having you join me next time in the next episode of Comics in the Golden Age. This is Mike, and take care.